Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A taste of world cuisine is found in the ULM International Food Fair that'll be taking place next Monday. Joining me is the Director of International Student Programs and Services, Mara Loeb, and Vasang Sherpa, a junior in pre-pharmacy at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, who also serves as the Vice President for the International Student Association. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Bob. We're so glad to be here.
Glad that you are here, and it's something that we'll soon be smelling the aroma in certain locations of campus with the International Food Fair coming up on Monday. Mara, share about the setting of the food fair. It's like traveling the globe when you enter the ballroom.
I like to think so. We're going to be on the second floor of the Student Union Building, and which is a nice central location. And so far, we have 20 countries that have reserved tables for the food fair and two restaurants who are going to be joining in. And so it's an opportunity for people to kind of snack their way around the globe, I like to say, because they'll be selling samples of different foods from a big variety of countries.
Kind of going on times past and what we can expect to see on Monday, as far as the types of food offered, I mean, are we looking at entrees? Is it sides? Is it,
people are bringing sweet things, main dishes, desserts. We're going to have a table to sample beverages, unusual beverages that we always like to get from the Bao Bao Market. Not everybody has had a dragon seed drink before, or a white gourd drink, or jelly grass drink. So those are free, little samples of those. And for 50 cents, you can buy a food ticket and take them to the different tables. And each ticket or two tickets will buy you a sample of whatever they have. One of the things being made is a sweet mung bean soup. It's a dessert soup from Taiwan. So we're getting a big range. We have a table of people that are coming together from Ukraine, Moldova, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan, as well as the Muslim Student Association, with a big, nice group from Egypt, Libya, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, and Bangladesh. And, of course, our Nepali population will be represented.
Yeah, and before we speak with Psy about that, but how did this concept of a food fair come about?
Something the
students kind of rallied for? Or
I've been a director of international student programs for 12 years now, and it was in place before I took the helm. And I thought it was a wonderful thing that I just loved to attend when they had it on campus. And I've made sure that that has not gone by the wayside. It's a lot of work for a lot of different people, but it's exciting. And the students get such a thrill to get to talk about their country and share something from their country that people can relate to. You know, we're always willing to try a new taste, I think.
Yeah. So, well, Pasan, share about that aspect. I think Mara brings up a great point. You know, people experience the food and they automatically are attracted to know more about the country and more even about the backgrounds of some of these foods. Share about that conversation and that takes place during the fair.
What I think is International Food Fair is such kind of event which will bring all the international close to the United States people, because it's like a medium that we get connected. They try new food, they get interested, they want to know more about our countries, and we get interested, so we have a little chatting going on, so here and there, which is actually making a connection between us and the people from here. So,
yeah, have you made a final decision on what you're going to be serving coming
up
Monday?
Yes, I think I would be. I'm sure that I will be making a potato, like a curry potato.
Okay.
So and a tortillas, but not exactly a tortillas, but it's kind of big, like deep fried. So the deep fried tortillas and the curry potato is kind of just make a good chemistry and it's going to be tasty, I guess.
That sounds great.
And are those dishes, are they known throughout Nepal, or are they more regional, like within, you know, certain sections of the country?
They're kind of known to everybody from Nepal.
Okay.
And you said someone's going to be making a kind of dumpling?
Yeah. And, okay.
You mentioned dumpling. You got my attention immediately.
So, yeah, some of my friends, they're planning to make dumplings, which exactly we don't call dumplings. We call momo. M-O-M-O, Momo, which is very, very famous in Nepal and which you get only in Nepal. You don't get in any other country. Just India is close to Nepal and China is also close to Nepal, but they don't make dumplings because they don't have the recipe for that.
So
that's kind of like secret to
a
us.
A secret, yeah. Pasan, what do you enjoy most about the food fair?
I enjoy the environment. where there's a lot of international students, new faces, and the new students coming out of the class, and they want to try our new food, and they appreciate we're doing all this event, and they thank us. So that's kind of like achievement for us, mm-hmm. you know, sharing your countries.
Yeah, it's kind of a generous gift to the campus and the community, I think, because they've come from all around the world just to serve this food here. And the community is also invited. If anybody has questions, mm-hmm. they can call 342-5225, and I'll try and answer them. I've invited all the regional schools with flyers that I sent out 2 months ago, and they can park their buses over by the stadium.
So everything is kind of self-contained, you know, with folks coming into the campus, so that's taken care of. And Mara, I know you've got some ideas. Any idea? Because I know, you know, there are some faculty members that like to contribute and prepare foods as well.
That's right. I'd like to wait till I see what countries are represented and aren't represented. We have Brazil and coming from South America, mm-hmm. and Africa is nicely represented by Nigeria and Kenya, and so I may have to hit Europe again. One year I made Polish stuffed cabbage leaves, and it was incredible how many I ended up with. I felt like I could have fed Poland, but every one of them was gone by the end of the food fair, so that's great. We just love to see the people come and shop and decide where they're going to eat that next bite.
Yeah, always exciting, fun, and flavorful, the International Food Fair at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Mara Loeb and Pasan Sherpa joining us today. Again, it's happening at the Student Union Building on ULM, and the phone number if someone would like to find out more information.
Okay, that's this Monday from 11 to 1:30, 342-5225.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.